Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Already at 16 June 2025. Welcome to this program. And I'm so glad you're with us. I mean that. I want you, this is just you and I tonight. So please pull up a chair if you're driving down the highway. Pay attention to what you're doing, but please listen as closely as possible because we're going to discuss something tonight that the Lord has been showing me for a while and finally laid on my heart really, really heavily to the point I repented about all day for my ignorance. And, you know, sometimes even though you know something, you don't realize how important it is until the Holy Spirit shows you. Then it breaks your heart. Nothing special this week. No specials because, folks, I don't have a lot to offer specials. That's a fact. We don't have a lot. You know what we offer through the ministry. If you have a catalog, if you don't have a catalog, call us and get a catalog. It's free. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Just say I want a catalog. You got to come and tea in just a little bit. But we offer products here to try to keep the lights on. That's what we do it for. It'd be much better if it didn't have to do that. And I know some ministers don't have to do that, but I do. I don't know why, but I do. Maybe some preacher just better at what they're doing than what I am. Doesn't draw a lot bigger crowd, a lot bigger audience. But be that as it may, if you want to know what we have on hand, or get a catalog, go to our website, pastorbutch.com. Look under products list on there. You see what they are and what the price is of them. It's all on there. But please feel free to call and make a donation or order what you like. And I mean that. We appreciate it very much. And Chance, right here in West Virginia, if you listen tonight, please call me Thursday. I have an individual who wants to give you a call. Well, I actually want you to call him. So please, Chance, call me Thursday, so I'll give you a phone number. A couple people wouldn't talk to you, all right? So let's get started tonight. There's a lot to talk about. Marsh and I went up to Coach Dave's for his annual Father's Day get-together. Probably, I'm guessing, 50 people there, maybe 60. Bigger crowd than I thought because I didn't know so many people had been opened up to. Had a wonderful time. Got to meet some very, very kind people. A lot of them had listened to the radio show. Some hadn't. Listened to some very passionate speakers. Very casual event outside in the tent. Coach supplied breakfast, lunch, and supper for everybody. Friday evening, Saturday, and part of Sunday. Had a great time of fellowship. Got to meet a lot of new people that really was a blessing to meet. And it's just, it was a good time. I had a week from home Saturday before it ended. I had some things to do when I got back, but nonetheless, Coach Dave put together something that was really needed. And I was very thankful to be invited, honored to be invited. So that's the only thing news happened this weekend, except today, as I was praying and seeking God's face about tonight's program and my next lesson, the first Saturday next month, are Bible studies, and an article he's laid on my heart to write, another chapter of the next book. And it's going to be, I mean, it all tied together. The article's going to be entitled, No Rights, Just Duties. And I'll be explained in the article. I'm not going to try to get into it tonight. But he showed me some things after many years of being patient with me. He showed me something that I missed. And from what I've seen in people that I've known for years, and a lot of them are very, very good-intentioned people, a lot of us have missed. I'm going to get to that in a minute, but to show you how far our country has went into the abyss of immorality, disrespect, I don't know what word to use to discuss this. I'm going to read an article to you here by Todd Starnes. Y'all probably know who Todd Starnes is. And there's a word in it that I don't want to have to say, so I'll not say it, but you'll get the idea. I don't like to say words on the radio. Don't have to, folks. It's not necessary. I think we're all intelligent enough to fill in the gap sometimes. But Democrat lawmaker, listen to this article, then we'll get on and talk to you about, because this ties into it. Our land is sick. Our land is dying. Our nation is pretty much a rotting corpse already. The circulation of the blood of Christ no longer flows through the veins of America. That means that America is dying. The Holy Spirit, the life giver to individuals, communities, and nation, this nation, has withdrawn from most of the country because he's no longer a weapon. Welcome. Our nation is dying. The corpse, I do believe, when you see all this putrid filth, this stench in the nostrils of God oozing from America, you can always be certain America is already dead. Parts of it already died. Is dead, but parts of it are already dying. And the pus is oozing from the open wounds of a decaying body. That's as clear as I can put it. I'm sure about everybody out there has been by something dead along the road, and you can smell it. Maybe you saw it. You maybe walked up on it sometime in the woods or not, around your house somewhere, and saw the maggots crawling out of it and the stench that come from it. Well, that's America today. Maybe parts of the body is still, the heart's still beating, and maybe some things are still flowing. But overall, America is dying. It is decaying before our eyes. This article will further prove that. Now, I wish this were just a type of, I don't know, a type of joke, but sadly it isn't. Democrat lawmaker says without illegals, she'll have to wipe her own butt. I'm not making this up. Representative Becca Blunt, Democrat from Vermont, is enraged because she's going to have to wipe her own buttocks. The open lesbian lawmaker told a crowd that if Trump continues, now let me just make the sink in, the open lesbian was elected to the office. Is that not a sign of a stinking, decaying corpse? The open lesbian lawmaker told a crowd that if Trump continues to crack down illegals, we're not going to have anybody around to wipe our A's. You figure it out. I had no idea the citizens of Vermont employed illegals to clean their nether regions. Only an entitled Vermont Democrat would say such a thing, said Vermont political Politico Paul Beam, going on to warn trademen that the lawmaker purportedly thinks you're basically A-wipers. Let me make this clear. Most Democrats are really corrupt, immorally. But before you think I'm picking sides here, the Republicans are not much better as a whole. Some may be. There may be one, two good Democrats. Don't know of any off the top of my head that think like a Christian ought to think. But there are maybe a few so-called Republicans who think the right way and perhaps won't do the right thing. But I haven't seen the fruit of it for a long, long time. And let's move on. And that sums up the Democrats' party's attitude towards the illegals. They don't care about them as human beings. They treat the illegals like slave labor, human chattel. Representative Jasmine Crockett, Democrat from Texas, suggested that it was the role of illegals to work the fields and pick cotton. She said, "We done picking cotton. We done picking cotton." Oh, great talk there, young lady. "We done picking cotton," she said, "at a predominantly black church in Connecticut. We are. You can't pay us not to find a plantation." Vermont Republican Party Chairman Paul Dame, called on Blayton to apologize for a crude choice of words and disturbing sentiment. That's the primary reason for allowing immigrants is to perform labor that she deems beneath the dignity of others. It seems every month, Vermonters are subjected to coarse and vulgar language from our federal representatives, Dame lamented. Remember when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent busloads of illegals to Martha's Vineyard? The lily white liberal citizens have suffered a complete meltdown. It surprised many because they were some of the fiercest defenders of the illegals. That's because they employed the illegals to tend their lawns, raise their children, and prepare their martinis, shaken, not stirred. But the liberal wasp drew the line at inviting them to join their country clubs or clam bakes. As a lesbian congresswoman from Vermont expressed with such a colorful flair, "The only thing that illegals are good for is wiping the excrement from the dirty buttocks of Democrats. My advice to Democrats, deport the illegals and buy a bidet." Now, this article's for real, folks. This actually happened. Look it up for yourself. I showed it to Krista here in the office here a couple weeks ago. She said that no one would say that. She looked it up and it did. But this bespeaks of the mindset and immorality, callousness, carelessness, unloving attitude as a whole of most of our representatives in Congress and the Senate today. Not all of them, I'm sure. But the Democrats and Republicans as a whole are just the same party that looks a little bit different. You know, I know that this upsets people, but I can't change that. I can't change the fact that what is happening is for real. It's coming down, whether you like it or not. Now, I want to share something with you before getting to the point of the message tonight that John Adams wrote. Now, listen very carefully, because George Washington warned of the same thing when he left office. Now, listen what I'm reading to you about Republicans and Democrats. "There is nothing I dread so much as the division of the Republic," notice that, not democracy, "of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting the measures in opposition to each other. This is my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution." You understand that? This, in my humble apprehension, is to be the dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. So we were warned by people who had Christian common sense and morals not to let the country be divided into parties. But we did anyway. Okay? Now, I'm going to read a few more quotes he made. Then we'll get into some Bible teaching here. He said this: "The Declaration of Independence laid the cornerstone of human government upon the first precepts of Christianity. Do you mean that, what he's saying, perhaps, is that when the Christian character is gone, the nation can exist? He went on to say, liberty can no more exist without virtue and independence than the body can live and move without a soul. So without virtue and independence, a nation cannot survive. Liberty cannot survive. Did you hear what he said? I hope that sunk in. He also said the destiny of America is to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ to all men everywhere. Wow. I mean, that is pretty much pretty clear as to what he's trying to tell us. He's told us, he warned us about the two-party system, about the lack of virtue and morality, to expect a nation to remain free without those virtues. Well, obviously, folks, he knew what he's talking about. The virtues that once kept this nation on an even keel, that brought us to the recognition of some what of equal justice and somewhat of true justice and righteousness, when people were at least partially convinced that morality was part of a community, and without it, it couldn't exist. That's why laws and the Word of God were passed, and for a while in our legislatures, to protect people from murderers and rapists and thieves and liars and defrauders and wicked politicians and crooked pastors and everything else. That's why the laws were there. Now, the righteous are being punished, and the wicked are bearing rule. And when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn, the Bible says. But in righteous authority, they rejoice. And when the leaders start punishing the righteous people, the righteous people have a duty, not a right, but a duty before God to overthrow that. That's written in your Declaration of Independence. Same thing, folks. You see, we've forgotten something, folks. Our service, our obedience is to God first. Man's laws must come way down the list. God's first. When the authorities begin punishing good people, it's time to get rid of those so-called authorities and reinstate righteous men in office. Get rid of lesbian perverts like the Democratic congresswoman from Vermont and the idiot from Texas. Now, I don't apologize, folks, saying these. I don't. It's time for us to quit telling everybody, well, God loves you, and I'm going to love you no matter what. Just come on in. We'll love you right into this. That is what the book says at all. Every time we do that, we're denying the Word of God. Now, I'm going to tell you the problem right now with the church in America today, and myself included, and why America is not being healed. I'm going to show it to you in the Bible, folks. I'm going to show it to you in the Scripture. I'm going to do a lot more than this when I do the Bible study the first Saturday in July at church. Can't do it tonight. It'll take me at least 2 hours uninterrupted to do this in Bible study. But we curse ourselves because we've forgotten the laws and judgments of God Almighty. And until we seek it, I'm talking about the church now. I'm talking about the Christians. I'm even talking about the real Christians, the ones who know morality and righteousness and where it should come from. I'm talking about Butch Paul. Pastor Butch Paul had really, really messed up some things, not on purpose, but through ignorance. But see, ignorance is no excuse for the law. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Ignorance is no excuse for the law. But God's law is immutable, eternal, unchangeable. And Romans chapter 1 tells us that because we did not like to retain God in our knowledge, he gave us a reprobate mind. And the nation as a whole is reprobate tonight, folks. In order to fix this country, in order for this nation to be healed, Christ said in Matthew 6 a statement. He also said him back in 2 Chronicles a statement. I'm going to read both of them to you in a second. He gave us the answer. But the answer seemed like it was not enough or was insufficient to fix the problem. So instead of rallying together and coming together in one mind, one accord, seeking forgiveness and seeking God's face, we thought we'd rally in one accord to elect Trump to office or whoever else we want in office. We thought, surely you put the right man in office, he'll change things for the better. Well, I don't think it says it's going to take a whole lot of time to find out what kind of liar President Trump has been. How many times he lied to us before he's elected and lied to us after he's elected. I don't think it takes for long. Now, listen, I'm not picking on Trump. Biden was worse. It was worse in many different ways. But until we get over the fact and the truth that no man, no group of men, no party of men, no court can save this country unless we do what we're told to in the Word of God as the body of Christ. As his people seek what he asks us to seek and repent of our stupidity and ignorance, there may be a snowball's chance this thing can turn around. But Christ said in Matthew chapter 6 very clearly. Now listen to what he's saying here, folks. Listen, please. This made me so sorry, so repentant when I read this today. That I'd missed this. I've read it dozens of times. But I missed it over and over to the depth of it, at least to what I see now. I'm sure it's even deeper than I understand now. But the depth of it was not in my mind. I didn't comprehend what I was saying. I thought I was doing this already. But I was voting for the Republicans for office or whoever thought, you know, going to save his country. I was rallying together in functions and all these things. And there's nothing wrong with that if we get the first part of it right first. But folks, we haven't done that. We provoked our God unto jealousy. Oh, yeah. He said his name is jealous. Look it up. We provoked him into jealousy. He's jealous over his people. And now he is judging us, as I'll share in Bible study in our next Bible study in church, for what we allowed to happen. We've forgotten his laws, statutes, and commandments. We started worshiping other gods without even knowing it. And thought we could fix our own problems if we had the right man in office. But Christ himself in Matthew 6, verse 33. Now listen to this. He just listed before that all the things that people were thinking about. You know, temporary things like food and clothing and raiment and shelter. And there's nothing wrong with that in his place. But listen to what he said. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Not the kingdom of the United States, not the nation, not Republic of the United States, not the Constitution, not the Bill of Rights, not Bill Clinton or George Bush or Ronald Reagan or Trump. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not man's righteousness, not any politician, pastor, or anybody else, not their righteousness, not what they're saying, but what he said we must do is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Folks, I have failed to do that. Oh, I know, I prayed, asking the God me, leave me, I do it all the time. But on this issue of a nation rotting and decaying, the answer has always been and will always be repentance before God for our ignorance and our stupidity. And to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness. Then he said, all these other things will be added unto you. Until we seek his face, until we repent for ignorance. I'm not going to say we're stupid. Stupid is knowing better than doing it anyway. Ignorance. I didn't know. Until we seek his face and repent of our ignorance and ask forgiveness and then ask his guidance on how to turn this whole situation around, it just ain't going to happen. It can't. It flies in the face of what the scripture tells us to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you comprehend what I'm saying to you tonight? We have done so many things with our own thoughts as our guide, with their own ideas and ideals as our guide. Not necessarily blatantly wrong or willfully wrong, but wrong nonetheless. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then he said, I'll add these things unto you. He'll add righteous men in office to make righteous rules according to the law of God. He'll show us how to govern this nation according to his laws, not man's greed and greedy and selfish ways. We'd purge this government of its filthiness, of its child trafficking, of its sexual perversion, of its immorality of all kinds, of its thievery. He would purge us of that. He would purge us this from us if we would seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Then he would provide the things we need. Another verse that says about the same thing you've all read many, many times, I'm sure. It's found in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Now, let me explain this to you. He's talking in this particular book to the nation of Israel. And if you got my teaching who we are scripturally, who America and a lot of Western nations are, we are Israel. We are Israel. But it goes beyond that now, because salvation into God's kingdom has been opened to all men worldwide. So he's speaking now to Israel, the physical Israel, and to nations of people that where other people live. But again, because we were given much, much is required of us. Greater is our damnation, our sin, because we had it and threw it away. Just as Israel did in the Old Testament, we've done the same. But he said this, and he said it very clearly and right to the point, folks. He said in verse 14, 2 Chronicles 7, if my people, it has to be his people that seek his face. Heathens can't do it. They won't do it. But if they cry out to him, unless they're his people, he can't hear their prayers. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, fall on their faces, and say, God Almighty, our Father, we have sinned against you, ignorantly perhaps, but we've sinned against you. We trust in man. We put our trust in presidents and senators and congressmen. We put our trust in judges and courts and churches instead of you. We haven't sought your kingdom first. See, if they humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. He said, if my people will turn from their wicked ways, he's talking to you and I tonight, folks. Every one of us he's talking to right now. None of us deserve anything but damnation. But by the grace of Jesus Christ, don't go away. I'll take a phone call next half hour.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back. I'll take your phone call just a minute. I promise I'm not going to forget that. but I want to talk to you. I want your opinions. I want to answer your questions if we can. But I just want to make this point tonight as clearly and as strongly as I possibly can in a half hour or an hour program. I'll get more detailed Bible study. I'll probably take both hours to do this. To show what happens to a nation that forgets God, doesn't seek His face, and turns unto their own understanding for what righteousness is. And we're told not to lean unto our own understanding. We've all done it. I mean, we've all done it. So don't beat yourself up to pieces with it. But He's showing us something here now. We need to repent and ask Him for guidance on this. Because He said that if His people will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways. Pretty sure I'm not a wicked man. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't steal. I don't commit adultery. I haven't committed fornication. I don't do any of these things. But we've sinned through our ignorance. We've allowed evil among us. We didn't seek God's face to heal us and teach us. We sought for man to fix it. We waited for somebody to get in office that will pass the right laws and crack down. And some of the things Donald J. Trump is doing, I really like. And some of the things our governor in West Virginia is doing, I really like. But I haven't heard either one of them crying to the Lord Jesus Christ for guidance. Trump told you he's not a Christian, so why should he? See, this is something, folks, we got to understand. The Constitution is a document written by man, and it's not perfect. Matter of fact, a lot of it is way off base. The Declaration of Independence is written by man, makes a very good point. A lot of it is right on the money. But man's documents and man's ideas are not what's going to take to save us. It is not going to work unless we ask God to help us. I mean, it just isn't going to happen. Until we repent before God and say we're sorry, we truly are sorry for our ignorance and not understanding what you told us to do and how to follow you, and not understand why our nation was not being healed. We thought we were doing the right things, and I'm not saying they were necessarily the wrong things. unless we seek God first and his kingdom and his righteousness, our land cannot be healed. It won't be healed. It will continue to decay and fall into further disrepair every day. For those my age and even younger, from people from 40, 50 years older, I don't feel sorry for us. I don't. We should know better. We should know better. I feel sorry for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our posterity. I feel sorry for them because the parents, the grandparents, forgot the Word of God, and I'm guilty. I am as guilty as anybody else. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. As I mentioned earlier, I'm working on another chapter on the next book. I'll be publishing it probably in the newsletter, as I always do, entitled God Gives Duties, Not Rights. We're going to get that in some detail. But you see, the first duty that Christians have is to seek God's kingdom first and his righteousness and ask him to guide us with his word by his Holy Spirit, to stand against corruption and evil once our hearts are right with him, to ask him to heal our land. You know, he could do that. He could do that without our help altogether. He really could. He could do that. I mean, he doesn't need our help. He wants our faithfulness. He wants us to trust him and pray to him and seek his righteousness. That's what he wants. He doesn't need our help to save his country. He needs obedience from us. And I say that in a way, he doesn't even really need that. He's sovereign. He doesn't need anything from mankind. He wants man to love him and trust him and become part of his family. That's why Christ came to die on the cross. He wants us there. But until we're willing to seek his face above everything else, until we lay aside all these things we're fighting of immorality, I'm not saying we shouldn't fight it. I'm not saying that. By God in heaven, please stand against homosexuality and murder of babies. Stand against it hard as you can. But let's get on our knees and seek his face to give us the wisdom and the strength and know what to do spiritually. We know murder is wrong. We know sodomy is wrong. We need to fight it. The reason we haven't fought even deeper and why this nation is going down a path, because the church has not sought his face and his righteousness, or the church in America, the cause of the church, would not have let this happen to begin with. I can't blame the murder of unborn babies on Gary and Donna Roby from Arizona. They've stood up for them for years. I can't blame the perversion of the children in the public schools against Sherry Few, who's leading the coalition to stop this evil in the public schools. I can't blame her for that. It hasn't got done. Because I do believe that a lot of these people have sought God's face. I think I have. But folks, until we lay all the other things aside and seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, it isn't going to change a whole lot. I'm going to tell this story and I'll get to the phone calls. There's a gentleman at Coach Dave's. He was, I think he told me, 73 or 74 years old, a couple years younger than me. His name was John. I forget his last name. I got a book coming from him. John did something that cost him over 2,400 days of his life in prison. He firebombed 3 murder clinics. He made sure no one's around to be harmed. He made sure no one's in to be hurt. He just burnt the clinics down. He made a statement that really struck me, really opened my eyes to some truth here. He said, he mentioned one lady who lives in Cleveland, Ohio, that was not murdered after he had done that because the mother could not kill her baby. There was no place to do it at the time. So this young lady was saved. She's now 32 years old, has a family of her own. He made this statement. This didn't just save one life. This saved generations. I thought, wow, that's really true. Her children and her grandchildren were saved because she was saved. In my mind, the man's a hero. But you see, and I don't get into this very long, but we say we have a right to keep and bear arms when God gave us a duty to arm ourselves in his word. But we didn't use that duty to protect the most innocent people in the world. So why would God save our nation when we didn't obey him to begin with? First, we must seek his face and his kingdom and his righteousness. Then he can heal our land. He can give us the right people that he wants to govern us. But you see, to make a point, one more point, we are getting the people that he wants to govern us right now. Evil people deserve evil leaders. Because out of society that tolerates evil, evil men exist and grow and prosper. So we're getting what we deserve. Even those who are Christians are now getting what we deserve for many years of being apathetic and indifferent as a whole. Hard teaching night. Just because it's hard doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it wrong, does it? It doesn't change the fact that truth's the truth. It doesn't change it. Just because it's hard doesn't make it wrong. It just makes it hard to swallow, as it has me. I was almost in tears today because I looked at this and saw, Father, I can see where I missed. I can see where I missed this. Instead of going in to the state house and courthouse and the Capitol building, and praying out loud before God Almighty, seeking his face, oh, you might be arrested. Is that why you don't do it? Because you have fear of man? Then that man becomes your God. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Ask out loud in public, and don't be ashamed. And perhaps he will hear our plea. That's all I have to say tonight. Let's go to the phones. Let's start first with Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor. That's a very important message. But I have news. I have news. It's not good. Iran is in Israel. President Trump is leaving the G7 early. China has told its citizens to get out of Israel by the roads. ASAP, leave. The Chinese fleet is missing. They don't know where they are. Russia is sending at least two planes towards Japan. Russia and China have both warned us that they are with Iran. North Korea says its ships are out. What else could go wrong? Oh, Russia and Ukraine. The entire country of Ukraine is under a missile alert right now.
Well, this is, again, Jan.
Who has family in the government, our government, and he is calling and telling his family members, get prepped.
We are getting what we deserve as a nation, and God help us.
Yes, we are.
The church is mostly accountable because we've been doing things under our own reasonability, under our own fleshly desires, not necessarily bad, but not doing what God said to do first. That's sad.
Man has come to believe that they are God.
Yes, they have.
And we're not. We're not. There are 8 senators that have introduced a bill to not go and join Israel with the war in Iran. That just happened about an hour and a half ago.
Well, good.
And we also know what Dimitri and Henry Groover both told us.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think we're facing that now.
Well, thanks for the info.
You're welcome.
The Middle East is going to spread. The world has changed. When Israel went into Iran, the makeup of the world has changed forever now. It's going to get really, really nasty.
It's getting that way already, Pastor.
Yes, it is.
It's getting that way already. Now, don't panic. Nobody panic. God's got us. But for those of you that haven't gotten around to getting ready, getting preps, just in case, I'd go do it.
Amen. Thanks for the call, Jan. I got jumped a bunch of calls,
but
thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. And folks, it's not too late to seek his face. Let's pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's seek that. Let's seek that. Let's go to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. I don't know how to follow up to that. I always had kind of bad timing. Pastor Butch, I have to admit, I'm kind of choked up. This is going to be one of the hardest phone calls I ever made. You know, I'm very touched and humbled. I'm nobody special, but it's a really good feeling to be appreciated. But I have to confess something very personal, and I hope you can try to understand this, Pastor Butch. You know, I've been let down and disappointed by so many people so many times that I kind of put up a little wall around myself, you know, it seems. And it doesn't mean that I'm unsociable or unlikable because I get along with almost all people. But my past memories are still so fresh in my mind that I find it extremely hard to put myself in those kind of positions again, you know. I realize it could be an overboard kind of feeling, but Pastor Butch, I hope you can understand what I'm saying.
I do, but let me just say this to you, Chance, and you weigh it out in your mind and heart. When you build a wall, well, you don't say you don't have a wall, but you kind of really do. And believe me, I understand how you felt. I've been stabbed in the back by deacons in the churches I pastored. I've been lied to from people that I could have swore were my friends and my family in Christ. I've been lied to. But the Lord showed me something. If we build up a wall of defense against those kind of people, what if he did the same thing to us because we heard him? We can't do that and follow the dictates of Christ to love and teach others if we do that. And I know where you're coming from. Believe me, I do. I'm not throwing stones at you. I'm just saying
that. This hang-up of mine, Pastor Butch, it sort of became a kind of self-defense or protection.
Oh, yes.
You know?
I understand that. I do.
Pastor Butch, if you can personally vouch for these folks, then I guess I can turn that corner, you know?
Well, I've never been in personally, but I do know them from their calls and the office and letters, whatever. I think they're decent people trying to fellowship with people of like mind. If you'll call me Thursday and give them their phone number, I'll give you their phone number and let you call and talk to them. You can weigh me out for yourself. They don't have to have your number. Call and see how it goes.
No, it's not that. It's I just told you the reasons, you know.
I know, yes.
And I know it might be hard for a lot of people to understand, but it's just the way it is. And I'm not happy with it myself, I'll be honest with you, but you'd be surprised the things you do to protect yourself or protect yourself.
No, believe me, my friend, I understand. I do understand. Believe me, I understand that. If I shared some of the things that's happened because of people I thought I could trust to me and my wife, that to me I don't care. When it hurt my family, it bothered me. But the Lord showed me, hey, I've forgiven you for so many things. Even though you can't really forgive, you cannot really forgive them because they never repented, I can get over it because if I don't, it doesn't bother them, it bothers me.
Yes,
remember
well, thank
that.
Thank you so much. Thank you
All
so
right,
much.
All right, Chance. Thanks, call. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. An honest man shares an honest feeling inside. That's amazing. Let's go next to Jim in Georgia. Jim, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. I'm going to give you another dose of truth.
Okay.
If I may, 4 points I'd like to make. Number one, I lost most of my faith within the last 5-6 years, I guess, and I did it upon leaving the Pentecostal church. Number two, I've been reading the Bible, and I can't do the Beatitudes. It feels like a... feels like being a doormat. I just can't do it. So I have to rely on what Jesus did on the cross and hope that that's enough. Number three, I've never been able to fully surrender or give up everything. I just never been able to do that. And let's be honest here, I just don't feel that I can or I ever will be able to do that. And I'll tell you why this is probably not going to get fixed with number four. We enjoy our sin, Pastor, including me.
We do. Yes, we do.
I mean, the hotel, I heard about a hotel, they said they love it when the Christian Pastors Convention goes there because they get more pay-per-view on the TV on the porn channels.
I don't doubt that.
We absolutely love this stuff.
I agree. Yeah. And that's why that's how the nation's in this hell of a mess. The so-called church is leading us to hell as a whole. Not all of them, but a lot of them. But let me say this to you, Jim, because I like you. I think you're sincere, honest.
I like you too, Pastor.
I mean that. I do. But let me just put this in your heart. Think about it. How can I put this? I have been hurt by many so-called Christians and even denominations. I was asked to leave one because of what I taught and believed, and churches that asked to leave. But I can't let that be what determines my walk with Christ. Because, I mean, how far would we have gotten if Christ would have become discouraged before he went to the cross and everybody turned against him, or Apostle Paul or Peter? We can't let that happen. We can't build up a wall, as I just tell Chance. We can't let that happen that we become callous. That should increase our faith, not decrease our faith, because we know that man at best is fallible. So what you saw happen in the Pentecostal church just goes to prove the Bible. They love themselves,
well, Pastor,
and they love me.
Pastor, I know you got other people, but let me throw this out at you. I've been exposed for 30 years to, a lot of people would say, God healed me of cancer. No, the surgeon healed me of cancer. God provided a man who was smart enough to go to medical school and pass the course and operate the surgical techniques to get the cancer out of me. There was no bright light. And no miraculous healing. The surgeon did it, but God provided the surgeon, and he provided me a job.
There you go. That's
where
it.
I got good insurance in order to be able to afford the cancer treatment and the surgery. But, people say, well, God healed you. No, the surgeon did it. God provided the surgeon and the insurance and the hospital.
And then in a sense, God did it. He provided the surgeon and the insurance.
In a sense, you can, but see,
yeah,
Pastor, I don't have that childlike faith. And a guy told me the other day, it was in church, he said, the Bible was written for children. And I said, well, what are the adults supposed to do?
Become as a child, as Christ said.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
I can't do it.
Yes,
Pastor,
you can, Jim.
We'll talk later. I'm going to
But I want to say, yes, you can. I love you, Jim.
Thanks love you,
calling.
Too. Bye-bye.
You can do it, too. You can. All right. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, you can, Jim. Let's go to Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome.
Thank you. We have to look for the people in Ohio Valley, West Virginia now, for that flooding.
Oh, yes. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. At least six people have been killed. Many missing.
Yes, sir.
A curious thing to that. It happened 35 years to the day we had a flood very similar in Shadyside, Ohio, the other side of the river.
That's true. That's true. Yes, it is true. That is true.
And then this weekend, the state representative or U.S. representative, I think South Carolina, did you see that where she had those two heads, one of Trump and one of Stephen Miller, on a pole? Did you
see that? I didn't see that, no.
Really wicked.
Did not see that.
It's like that woman did with a Trump head. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, Kathy, comedian Kathy somebody. Yes, I remember that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It ruined her career.
Yes, it did, well, then, and it should.
Here's hypocrisy. In 2013, a rodeo clown at the Missouri State Fair walking around with a Obama mask on. And they sent the Secret Service after that man. And he was barred forever from the State Fair rodeo performances. And they hounded him for quite a long time. Never really got a disclosure of his name. It was funny to watch that. I watched what he looked like when he walked around with a big Obama head.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely. He'd already done other presidents and so forth.
Well, that just goes to show the prejudice in our laws today. It does. Kevin, thank you so much, and thanks for being there for us. You have been a blessing. Thank you so much.
Good night.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, folks, we got, well, about out of time. We got time for a call if you want to hear it real fast. But I know the nice message is a little hard. A little hard for me to comprehend and to even tolerate, I guess you could say. But that doesn't change the truth. Truth will cut you, the Bible says. Cut you going and coming. Let's ask God to show us the truth. Tomorrow night, we'll be joined by Deborah Tavares. Don't miss that. I know some of y'all really like listening to what she has to say. But understand, we're being judged. We're being judged because of our lack of repentance as a people, his people, and our lack of ignorance, our lack of truth, and accepting ignorance as our answers. We've all done it. Not throwing stones, just telling the truth. So prepare yourself in prayer first, folks. As Jan said, don't be afraid. Seek God's face. Put first his kingdom, and don't be ashamed of what may come upon you one day, for you stand for righteousness. Our Savior paid a great price so that you and I could be free one day and live with him for eternity. Let's not throw it away because of fear, okay? Let's not do that. Not let Satan rob us of our blessing and our heritage. We can't let that happen for the glory of God, for the sake of our children and grandchildren. We can't let that happen. All right, we love you. I mean that. Please stay true to Christ. Seek his face. Don't compromise the word of God, no matter what you do. Ask him to lead us and lead and guide you. And ask for forgiveness for what let life happen in our country because of ignorance. God bless you, folks. I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.